Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Cinema Scumbags Movie Podcast, episode number 187. My name is Seth.
My name is Nick.
And let's see. Well, we're kind of on a decent pace here. It's been a few weeks, but better than a few months.
I mean, it was before the Oscars, maybe a couple weeks before the Oscars.
March 2nd, the last one went live, and we're now recording this on March 24th.
I don't think monthly's not too bad.
Not too bad. We're working on it. No promises.
Nobody's listening anyway, so it's okay.
That's true. Here's the listener graph.
It's always been so low, you can't see it.
Cold audience. How's it going, man?
It's going. Just hanging out, playing a lot of games.
What games?
Well, let me tell you. I've actually been
something that you can beat.
I've been trying to beat Persona 4 for like a year now.
It's how many hours have you put into that?
Over 50.
Okay.
I still feel like I have a long time to go.
Yeah, I just hit about 30 on Persona 3 Reload.
Yeah, I downloaded that already because it's on Game Pass, so it's sitting there. Fancy coffee mug.
TikTok and Instagram recommendation. Even comes with a lid and a glass straw, but I'm not using it.
Oh my god, I think I have those.
I wish they were bigger, but...
Is it like the faux wooden tops?
Yep, there's a wood top and then the straw goes in.
Yep.
A lot of times I just raw dog it, though.
Well, I haven't been that adventurous, but I do like those cups. I broke one of my straws because I was trying to clean it in the dishwasher, and I pushed it, and the straw was through the part that I put the hole, and it just snapped and broke.
The straws, I feel like I'm going to cut my finger on them, so I just kind of run them through hot water. But yeah, I don't know.
I probably shouldn't have put it in there, but... Anyway, yeah, I feel like I have so much left in Persona 4. Like, I just got past the festival. Like, I haven't fought anything in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't played that in a long time, but 50 hours, you're probably, like, halfway.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I love it, though. Like, it's not Persona 5 to me, but it's up there for sure.
And I understand that totally. I wish they would, and I think they probably will, remake that with this Persona 5 style, because that's what they did with 3. It's like playing Persona 5. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a part that makes me want to play that so much. I was playing ESO a lot just because...
I always see you on Steam playing Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, I do a lot of my daily stuff, my daily tasks, but I started playing this other game that came to Switch recently called Pentiment. Okay. I think it might have been an Xbox exclusive for a while, but it's fucking good. It's like kind of Persona-like, slow-paced, dialogue-driven. Sure. There's no fighting or anything, but it's set during like the 16th century.
Okay. You're
an artist, and you live among peasants, but you work for the church, and there's like that dynamic of the church is up here and the peasants are down here, and there's unrest, but there's also a murder that occurs, and you have to try and solve the murder. It's good. And it's really is like one of those games that your decisions matter. Like at the beginning, you pick what you're good at, whether you're good at medicine or you're good with language, and like you can use your medical knowledge later on to figure out parts of the murder, or you can, like, if say you speak French, then later on in the story you can speak with French people, but you can't talk to Italians because you can't understand what they're saying.
So very choice conscious.
Cool. Mm-hmm. It's very cool.
Interesting. My Switch has not got any love in like a year. I honestly kind of feel guilty about it sometimes. It just sits there.
I feel like Switch is kind of in a little bit of a lull. They're putting out games, but like,
well, it's like 7
Mario
years
and
old
Donkey
now.
Kong. Like, I don't care. Yeah. Like Peach Showtime. Like, it's not,
you know. And it's just, it feels, like a generation back, you know, they need some new hardware, I think.
Yeah, and that's Nintendo. That's what they're known for, is just being
a little bit behind. Yeah, it's like always a couple steps behind.
Yeah, well, I did make a terrible mistake and download MLB The Show on Game Pass, so...
I bought Super Mega Baseball 4 because I didn't want that commitment.
I downloaded, so I just want baseball. I just want baseball to start. So I started playing Super Mega Baseball 4 because that was on Game Pass to hold me over until the show. Now I have the show to hold me over until the season.
This happens every time around, you know, just now, like the last couple weeks of March, I start thinking, you know, I need like a baseball game to play.
Yeah.
I don't want to commit, you know, I put a lot of time into the show last year, so I'm like, let's just keep it light. I'll do a Super Mega Baseball franchise, which is, it's fun.
It's fun. You know, I just played online, and I was smoking kids for the most part. Yeah.
What
until
ego?
I moved up to the next rank, huh?
What ego do you set it at?
I think I was at 70.
Okay. Yeah, I need to find a little bit of a balance, because it feels like it's too easy, and then I'll crank it up, and I'm like, fuck it, I can't get a hit.
Yeah, I moved up to the higher league or whatever, so now I'm getting smoked.
It's actually funny, they have like, you know, like legends in it now, but it's like the most random people. Like I did a draft. Oh, Chuck Knobloch. Sweet.
What the fuck? Yeah. Yeah, the team I picked playing online was it had Fred McGriff of all, and he was like my best player. Like
it's like the B level guys.
Yeah, I did have Randy Johnson on that team too.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it is B level.
Big sloppy.
I just want baseball. I woke up 3 a.m. to watch those Soul Series games. I was watching the Ken Burns baseball documentary with that clip I sent you.
That was funny. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Man, well, this week, it's when it starts. We're finally here.
I know.
Are you taking it actually started off? Last week. This nothing like kicking off the great American pastime in Korea.
Yeah, and then going back and playing spring training game. You play real games, spring training games, and then real games.
I'm totally cool with them, like, you know, playing internationally. I think that's sweet, but
yeah,
the timing's weird.
Yeah, I mean, the Phillies are playing in London at some point this year.
Yeah, and they fucking juice the balls for the series.
Oh, for sure. I mean, every game is like 15-10.
I will say, though, got a real kick out of watching Yamamoto struggle to fucking finish the first inning.
I did, too. Anybody in Dodger Blue can fuck off.
That guy's a damn shyster, man. Fucking using the Yankees the whole time.
Using the Phillies, too, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Going to give him $300-plus million. Going to give him more than the Dodgers gave him.
That's a lot for a guy who's never thrown a pitch.
I know.
Major League Baseball.
I'm glad he decided to go to a winning team.
Yeah. I mean, look, the guy is still probably going to turn out good, but...
Oh, he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
I have followed him. No. That's a whole other... That shit's fucking crazy, dude. Crazy.
There's, like, drip feed coming every day. Yeah. Like, now, apparently, the Ipe, the translator, didn't even go to the college he said he graduated from.
Yeah. Well, they said something like that guy, that translator's making like $300,000 a year or something. You don't place $1 million bets on a $300,000 salary.
And like, you think Shohei is that oblivious that he doesn't know that millions of dollars are leaving his account? There's something going on, whether he's betting, they're betting together, or he at least knew.
Right. Don't you kind of get a weird vibe from him though? Like he's really cut off from everybody else. It's like he's in his own.
You
just don't know anything about him. Yeah, it's like
he just showed up one day and he was married.
Yeah, it's like there's nothing, you don't know anything about him. Nothing really leaks out. He's just like very set in his ways. Well, I don't know, he's an interesting figure.
That's why it's so funny that people were like, oh, Shohei would never. Like, how do you know? You don't know the guy.
Yeah, give me a break. The guy could have a serious gambling problem, you know?
Yeah, look, I love Shohei. I know that you're on the fence of like, I'm tired of hearing about him, but I'm a fan of him. But like, he could easily be part of whatever scheme is going on.
Yeah, I mean, I love the fact that he moved to the National League. Would never really have to think about it very much anymore. Yeah, so, you know, I went from thinking he was going to be on the Blue Jays, which I was like, fuck, that sucks.
I mean, at least he's not in the division. At least he didn't go to the Mets or something. Yeah. But still, he's with a loser-ass team like the Dodgers.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm ready for it to get going. I was actually thinking about doing Field of Dreams today, maybe, or The Sandlot or something, you know, some baseball movie.
Angels in the Outfield.
If there was a goddamn Blu-ray of it or even a DVD, if I had it, I'd watch it. But
yeah, let's go sloppy seconds. Like, put out, quit the Jonathan Glazer stuff and put out Angels in the Outfield.
Enough already. Fuck.
Look, it's just cool, though, like, following them and they post like some random thing that like they posted a few weeks ago. Oh, we're doing a quick drop, Zone of Interest and Poor Things Blu-rays. It's like, holy shit. It's just cool to see if they drop every so often. But what were you going to say?
I don't even know. Nothing of value, probably.
I did think you were going to quote Field of Dreams or something.
Oh, I was going to quote Angels of the Outfield. Look at him. Got 6 months left and he doesn't even know it, or whatever he says.
He's coming up.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be one of us.
Man, I watched that as a kid. I'm like, God, that's, yeah. It kind of like gets you a little bit.
Who on the Yankees would be the Mel Clark in that situation? Old-timey, like just a grizzled veteran. Probably Kluber last year whenever he played, but not now.
Yeah, Kluber, you know, could have been like a David Cone or something like that.
Well, maybe now Cole, he's got nothing better going on.
Oh, my God.
He's coming up soon. His elbow injury.
Talk about sucking any excitement you can fucking have for anything right at the goddamn window.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Bryce has been out the past, like, 5 games because he's back.
Look, I'm sorry. When you go in for an MRI, especially on your elbow, it's never good. They're like, hopefully it's just a fluke. Like, no, they don't do that.
Do the Yankees think their fans are that stupid? Like, they try it every time.
They fucking constantly lie.
Either.
They do constantly lie, though. They go, Aaron Judge is out with some mid-spring soreness. No big deal. And then the next day, Judge goes in for an MRI on his abdomen. What the fuck? Mid-spring soreness?
Fuck off. And I watched
enough to squeeze him in an MRI tube, you know?
You don't take MRIs for fun.
No. But I also think they are $300 million investments. So maybe they do kind of err on the side of, like, ultra precaution, I guess.
Sure, but don't lie.
No, I agree. I don't believe anything they fucking say.
No, Aaron Boone is a little puppet boy.
Oh, you know, big things this year. Big things. Let's go, boys.
What are your legitimate predictions?
Expectations? I'm hoping for a wild card, at least.
I mean, I think it all hinges on health.
Really. Yeah, that's been the story with them for, you know, 5-6 years now. But, I mean, the Orioles are dominant. They're only going to get better.
Corbin Burns now.
But if history has shown you anything the past few years, just get in.
Yeah. You know,
just get in. So we'll see.
Pesky fucking Diamondbacks.
Yeah. And I just
go back to that stadium.
I know you're right there with me. We sat through a lot of baseball to know that, you know, out of all the sports, the weirdest shit happens in baseball.
Yeah.
Certainly never played on paper, you know.
Testament to that a couple years ago. It was like one of the craziest runs I've seen.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's expectations. I think they just rated the Phillies bullpen the number one bullpen in baseball, which is like, I don't even understand that.
That's a great asset to have, you know?
I mean, shit, that's... I remember watching compilations a few years ago of blown saves that they gave up throughout the year.
They did have a lot of meltdowns.
But it's...
I just get a little exhausted at this point, like, with the practice. I'm like, let's go. You know, let's get it going.
Yeah, no kidding. Especially when like we said, when you've played real games already.
Yeah, like, let's keep the... Just, you know, get through it healthy, and that's a win.
Yeah. Well, so. I'm taking Thursday and Friday off so I can watch.
Good man. You know, I thought about that, but I think the Yankees start at like 3:30 opening day. So it's like, whatever. Ugh. I'll just miss the first hour. But if they would have played at noon, I would have taken a vacation day.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. It just sucks for like the East Coast teams too, because they do like that extra off day on Friday in case there's weather problems.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know. I'm just ready. Let's get it going. I got to get in the mood today. I'm gonna, like I said, lounge around. I think I'm a to feel the dreams day. I'm feeling like,
hell yeah, hell yeah.
That just always right. It's always this time of year, and I like hyper fixate on it. So I'll probably watch it today, and then I'll watch it like a couple days from now. I always seem to watch it like 2 or 3 times before the season. I don't know why.
It's perfect for that.
Oh, speaking of watching. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to transition into the Oscars because John Mulaney had that bit about Field of Dreams.
Please transition to the Oscars so we can kind of get some movie talk on the movie podcast 15 minutes in.
Yeah, get the other stuff out of the way. I mean, there's nothing to say that hasn't already been said before. I think the biggest surprise with the whole thing was Emma Stone winning Best Actress. I thought that was kind of
shocking. Can I speak on that?
Shocking. Yes, please.
Because I didn't pick, I think I picked Lily, didn't I?
Yeah, we all did.
100%. Yeah. I watched Poor Things yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Did you
movie itself? I've looked through every one of Yorgos' films. I've rated 3 stars. Like every single one across the board.
Hey, he's consistent.
Yeah, so I liked a lot of stuff about it, but I will say her performance was really good.
It was really good.
And it impressed me a lot more than the other chick, who was good.
I think it's purposefully, well, maybe not purposefully, but there's just a lot more of her to do in it. Like,
yes.
Lily's performance is a lot more restrained and quiet, whereas this is a lot more.
Weird fucking movie, man.
It took a lot. Like, it took a while for me to get into it. And then I think when Mark Ruffalo comes in, that's when it gets good.
I gotta be honest, never really been a big fan of him, but he was fucking good in that movie.
He gave me
Billy Zane in Titanic vibes.
Yeah, but kind of an idiot.
Yeah, and then they're on the ship, and I'm like, this is like, you know, some Titanic shit. He's just kind of a dickhead, you know?
It's just the accent and his delivery of lines. Yeah. It's the fuck are you talking about?
Like, I don't know, could have cut about 30, 45 minutes off that movie. I think it felt like it dragged a little bit, but she was good. And could've wow, you see, there's nothing left to the imagination everything. With Emma Stone now. Good Lord.
There is everything in that
I like the bit where she was a prostitute. That was very entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah. Very fun. When she's getting eaten out by the other chick.
I mean, you saw it all. And I actually really was intrigued by the Willem Dafoe character. You know, really, while I know the focus is on Emma Stone and that's who the movie's about, it's also kind of about his character, too, you know?
Yeah. So yeah. And
I thought that was interesting.
The guy who plays her husband that comes up real late in the movie. I like him a lot too. Christopher Abbott. He shows up and stuff from time to time.
I was waiting for that part. Like, when's it going to come back to the dickhead male that caused all the problems? And, you know, it did turn to that, but that's okay.
I mean, he was a dickhead.
He was. It was an interesting concept though. You know, I wrote that film off a lot. Well, Feminist Frankenstein. I'm not watching that shit, but to me, a 3-star was enjoyable, and I enjoyed the movie. It was an interesting watch.
A 3-star for me is I don't hate it, so it's no. That's not a bad C. thing. Just,
I think of that as like a C grade, you know?
Anything below it, not so much, but
2.5, when you start creeping into the 2.5, it's a little... Not that anyone gives any sort of fuck about my rating evaluations, but that's just how I do it, you know?
3 means you liked it more than you hated it.
Yeah,
And it's, I always try and go out of my way to watch every Best Picture nominee, so I was always going to watch it at some point.
Yeah, I'm getting to it. I almost watched Past Lives the other night. It was on Peacock or one of those, Paramount. It's streaming somewhere, so I'm going to watch that.
Yeah, I feel like you will like that a lot.
Yeah, I just, I just got to get in the mood for those, but I do gradually try and watch the award-winning films. I did not like Zone of Interest, though. Just didn't get it, man.
I think that seems to be the opinion, is like you either really love it or you don't really get it and you don't like it.
I felt like every shot, like, I'm ready for it to end, and then it goes on another 3 minutes. Like, oh my God, it's the end, you know, when they're, like when they're contrasting to the Auschwitz Museum now, and you see the ladies cleaning, and I'm like, holy fuck, can we get it moving? No, I'm like, can we get it moving already? Shit, this scene is just dragging.
It was so jarring, but I thought it was really good.
And even the title screen, the black screen, and then the zone of interest, and it just fades. It's like, fuck. Let's get the movie going.
Watching that, like, I kind of think what the people around me are thinking, and I was like, people are not going to really care or get this.
I mean, like, contrary to what you guys make fun of me for, like, being a contrarian, I go into movies like that. Like, I want to appreciate it, so I do go in with an open mind, you know, but it just didn't work for me.
I mean, it's just, yeah, I get it. It's just showing the mundanity of life for people on the other side. Yeah.
And, you know, I've watched some of his other stuff, and I didn't really ever get the pretentious vibe from him, but that movie just, like, I don't know. Like, when it cuts to the scenes of the girls feeding, you know, leaving food out for the prisoners, and ooh, it's like thermal black and white. Wow, that's so exciting and artistic. Fucking get it moving.
I was trying to understand that too. I think that was based on a real girl that died, but
okay,
I don't know. I think the thermal was just a better way to see her in the dark. It was just like an artistic choice, I guess.
Okay.
It was, for me, that was definitely the part where I was like, is this supposed to be something deeper? Like, is this supposed to be
it was a really interesting concept, that whole movie. I like the concept of it, but I was just kind of waiting for that moment where I'm like, oh, that's really impactful. And it just didn't happen for me.
Cause you don't see any of that stuff.
That's true. Like, you're just very, yeah.
You're just like stuck with these people. And then
it was shot well, though. It looked nice.
Mm-hmm.
I can admit that. What are the other ones? I think I'm only missing a couple. I need to watch Oppenheimer. I need to watch it.
I know you're never going to watch American Fiction.
Probably not.
There's some funny stuff in that one. Best Picture worthy, not so much, but
I know, to me, it just
quite a bit.
I was just, in general, I was not like excited. I did watch the Oscars and I didn't think I was going to. I mean, I kind of just had it on, but I wasn't really engaged.
I love watching the Oscars. Annoying stuff aside, I just enjoy like the celebration of film and seeing all the stars and the cameos.
There was no real, like, ultra, you know, controversy or anything, which is nice.
No. I mean, just the Jonathan Glazer thing, apparently. But
if I was in that position, I won any award, I'd just go up to the Joe Pesci. Thank you. Get off that fucking stage.
Well,
they're going to get you for something.
Especially if you have some fucking pro-Israel billionaire behind you, like breathing down your neck.
Fuck it. Just stand up there, get the reward, get the award, keep it moving. You know, I get it. Got to use, if they don't use their platform, then they'll get criticized for that as well. So it's whatever.
Well, maybe not as much, but yeah. Anatomy
of
the
Fall.
Big
winners? Go ahead, recap it. Yeah.
Well, we'll go through Best Picture and we'll get your opinion on whether you'll watch it or not.
I ain't watching that fucking courtroom shit.
Why not? It's good.
Boring.
It's good.
I watch My Cousin Vinny.
You're not going to pick it up on Criterion?
Mm-mm. I've shifted away from them a little bit, too.
Barbie?
No. No business being a Best Picture nominee. It's ridiculous.
That whole controversy was ridiculous too.
And I did take a bathroom break when Ryan Gosling started singing. That's when I stepped away.
That was like one of the best parts of
fuck
the show.
No. Hell no. That shit sucks.
He's such a fun guy.
Oh,
he's
yeah. Guy.
What great. Has he ever done to offend you?
No, he's good in Goosebumps.
What? Like
good in a Goosebumps
in the 90s?
When he was probably like 15. He was good in that.
God,
other than that, though, struggling to come up with anything good he's done.
Well, yeah, I mean, Goosebumps is about your level of media literacy.
I've seen all his fucking movies. They just don't impress me.
No, you haven't.
I did like the one with the sex doll, though. That was good.
Yeah, Lars and the Real Girl's really good.
That was a good movie.
The Holdovers, that controversy just came and went, of course.
Good movie. I know you love it.
I love Paul Giamatti.
I've always been a fan, and he's great in the movie. The movie's good, you know. I liked it.
Hey, Cillian Murphy was really good in Oppenheimer, but I don't know. There's something different about Paul Giamatti's performance in The Holdovers.
It was that fucking eye, bro.
I don't know.
I'm staring at it.
When that movie starts, every time it starts, I feel like I'm in a good place. Like, it just puts me in a good
mood. No, that's good. You know, every so often a film comes, you know, into your radar that you just become, like, fixated on, you know. Hasn't happened to me in a while, but I know the feeling.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what other movies would make my favorite of the decade, but that one will definitely be on it by the time we get to 2030, if I make it that far.
I was just kind of waiting... again, for the impactful that really got me. I didn't quite get it, but it was good. It's a good movie.
The whole conversation where he's like, you're not your father. You're your own man. I'm not my father.
Nah. My parents left me for Christmas. Get over it.
God,
it's good film.
Maybe one day you'll break your hard exterior that your parents abused you your whole life.
I like the movie. I like the food.
I like the food. Killers of the Flower Moon.
Liked the movie. Not one of my favorites from Marty, but it was good.
Maestro?
Like Silence, where I'm not going to watch it probably. You know, every
I know
yeah, maybe
I've
15
kind
years
of felt
now.
The same way. I feel like it could. Creep down my list of favorites.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, Goodfellas, Depart, you know, I could watch Taxi Driver, could watch that, you know, every week if I had to, no problem. But that just,
I think it's
a long, long haul.
I think it's impressive for a guy his age to make that.
Definitely, definitely.
Because I'm 30 and I don't want to put that time in to do anything.
No shit. And especially a subject matter like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the next one?
Maestro, you'll never watch.
Not big on the conductor genre.
What about Train Conductor?
No.
I don't know. Train Conductor. Wasn't that like a... Isn't that there that train movie with Denzel or something?
Yeah, I saw that theaters. Fucking unstoppable, boring-ass stupid shit. Ugh.
Chris Pine, I think. God.
Everything about that just screams generic. The title, just... unstoppable. Ugh. Trains.
The train genre.
Yeah,
yuck.
Not my favorite.
Oppenheimer.
Need to watch it. Need to watch it.
Yeah. That one's
haven't
good.
Yet,
I think that's...
But I feel like of any Nolan film, that one at least seems not so fucking out there like Tenet or Inception or something that just doesn't make any sense.
It's pretty straightforward. I mean, the only time concept is it jumps between now and the future, but that's just, it's showing.
I can handle that.
Yeah. And you can tell what time it is too, because one's in black and white and the other's in color. So it'll be easy for you.
Artistic.
Artistic. So the autistic can understand.
Do you have to check that out and watch every one of his other fucking movies?
Past lives is really good.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a watch. Just gotta be in the mood for. Wait, do they speak English in that?
They speak a lot of English in it.
Okay.
Yeah,
you should have told me that. That might get me to watch it. I just am not always in the mood for reading a subtitle. You know, I gotta be in the foreign film mood.
I've broken out of that. Like, I used to be the same way, and now I'm like, I'll put on a...
And it's nothing about intelligence level or any bullshit like that, you want to say.
Who said that?
I know what you're thinking. But, you know, I just got to be in the mood for it.
Yeah, that's understandable. Poor Things. Obviously, we talked about that. End Zone
Adventures. Yeah, borderline fucking porno, man.
Yeah, no kidding. But... That's Jules.
I was thinking that when I was watching that, you know? I'm like, I wonder, you know, when they made Superbad with her, did they ever think she'd be, you know, winning a Best Actress award and in such a crazy fucking movie?
I've always liked her.
Yeah, I've always liked her.
And she's from Scottsdale.
Wow, nice.
I hope one day I run into her and become mute.
I was not sure I was going to, like, find her, I don't know, like, attractive in that movie. It kind of seemed weird, like she'd be like a nasty, smelly corpse. But the more the movie went on,
yeah,
it's like, nice.
Miss Stone, I really liked your boobies in Poor Things.
I liked your titties, Emma.
Get away, you freak!
Interesting film, though. Interesting film. They put the goat's brain in the bad guy's head.
And he's a goat now.
Men are as dumb as goats.
Is that it?
Oh, shit.
Men are bad.
I did like the idea, though.
I'm gonna be upset.
I did like the idea, though, of her being recognized, like, from her past existence. Because I was wondering that. I'm like, what if she, you know, she looks the same. Yeah. What if she runs into somebody? So I'm glad they addressed that. Spoiler alert. But sorry.
Well, whatever. Whatever. If you haven't seen Poor Things by this point, then it's been out for years. What else? What else happened? I was really excited that Boy and the Heron ended up winning animated film over.
Yeah, like, Spider-Man. I need to watch that. Is there a rip of that out yet? Gotta be.
Probably not yet. It's coming to Max in the U.S. very soon. Another one they need to get a rip of some sort is Godzilla Minus One.
I tried to watch that the other day. Yeah, I couldn't find it. I'm not sitting through a cam quality. It's got to be good. But I did. Right. It's kind of bummed because I'm like, ooh, heard good things about this. Kind of in the mood for some Godzilla action. So I sat down looking for it. And of course, when I am in the mood for a foreign film, I can't even fucking watch it.
Yep. And you just put it on and you see the cam. You hear people chomping away their popcorn.
Just had to settle for the seats. 90s Matthew Broderick Godzilla.
Oh my god, I have to tell you about my Dune 2 experience.
Please.
You get
one of those popcorn buckets to stick your cock into?
I didn't see them around. So I just got a regular paper popcorn thing to stick my dick in. It's not the same.
Oh. But,
oh my god, this is like, I like when things become popular because it's good.
This is going to piss me off and it's got nothing to do with me.
I know. And it's not even that bad, but it just annoyed the shit out of me for the rest of the movie. But you just get your regular old Joes coming to movies like this. And there are parts where there's fight scenes. Like there's a scene where they're in like this dust storm fighting stormtroopers or whatever they are. And every time he makes a kill, you just hear these fucking weirdos making comments like, yeah, another one. Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
And it's not even one person. It's like one person did it. And then somebody else got permission to do it. And it just vibrated throughout the whole theater. And I just sat there in awe that this is a thing that's happening.
This is in the middle of a representation of why I don't like going. And I have to go like after work when there's nobody in there. I'm not going.
Look, fuck, that's annoying. If I'm honest, I enjoy being one of the few people that knows about a movie and goes and sees it with other intelligence. But then when you start getting the general public involved in these things, it sucks. They can't act right, I think.
That is so fucking... I would never have the thought to even like scream something out loud in a movie theater.
Yeah.
That's just so stupid to me. I don't know.
It was just the it was like the generalization that we make about action movies. It was just like somebody gets killed in an action scene and everyone's let's go. Another one. Hell yeah.
Christ. Ugh. That would be annoying. It's always some dickhead either saying something or, you know, they got their fucking phones out the whole time.
They do. Yeah. Fucking losers in front of me checking their bets, their sports bets. And
I remember going to see Uncut Gems. This couple sits in the very front row where you have to crank your neck. Yeah. Which is, okay, whatever. And then immediately the phones are out. So if you're sitting in the front and I'm all the way in the back and you pull your phone out, I can't not see it. It's a fucking distraction, you know?
Yeah.
Just every couple minutes.
Yeah. It was just so annoying and it just like ruined the movie for me. Not that I was really caring about it anyway, but for some reason at the end, they didn't even clap. I was expecting that's it.
Not a big fan of that guy that played Elvis.
Me neither.
I don't like him. He just kind of comes off as like a douchebag. Watch some interviews.
He's forgettable.
Yeah. You know, just the way he talks, like Mr. fucking Hotshot.
He's too cool.
Yeah.
He's too cool. Oh. Like, dude, Elvis sucked.
Yeah. We really got into the source material for this. It just comes off like a douchebag.
And then he puts on like a Stellan Skarsgård impression when he's doing Dune 2.
Not
and
a big fan.
Like, dude, Jacob Elordi was a better Elvis than you and Priscilla. Yeah, and he didn't even try that hard.
And I'm also not a big fan of fucking Timothy. And that, you know, that fucking Willy Wonka movie pissed me off.
It was just so forgettable. I can't remember a single song. And that's the whole point of a musical.
Just like, I don't know. I was trying to picture an older Gene Wilder version acting like this. And it just didn't line up for me.
Yeah, it didn't really do anything for me. But I think the thing that did it for me was the whole, Austin Butler is the best villain since Anton Chigurh and the Joker. Ignore the shirt, okay? Ignore the shirt. Pretend the shirt isn't here. Oh, but
nice.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
Something like that helps.
Marlon Brando in Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, he fights in hand-to-hand combat. Okay, have you ever seen The Raid? Have you ever seen any sort of like martial arts film? Like, this isn't new.
Yeah, I wasn't really thrilled with the first one. I thought it was just generic.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much this. It's kind of better in some ways, but yeah, the thing about those villains is that they've been able to stand the test of time. Like, you're 10 minutes after watching this movie and you're like, oh, this is the greatest villain. Like, what's his name? What's the character name?
Yeah, that's quite the claim.
Yeah. Give me a break.
I don't know. I'll watch it when it comes out, but
yeah. Yeah, Eric was like, you want to go see it? And I was like, nah. But then Taylor was like, you want to go see it? I was like, okay.
I'll go see it. Maybe a month from now when everyone's done with it.
Yeah. Seems like they are done with it. I haven't heard anything about it. Yeah. It's out of the social media zeitgeist at this point.
Look, Timothy.
But now, getting ready for Furiosa.
Oh, okay. So I'll never watch. What's the one that came out a couple years ago? Fury Road. Never watched
Fury
that
Road.
One.
Dude, that's probably like 8 years ago that came out now.
I realized that when I said it. Yeah, a few years ago is not the right statement.
It's sickening. Yeah.
It looks like it would be a great 4K experience, but I just haven't got around to it.
Honestly, I think Mad Max Fury Road on 4K doesn't look that great.
Really? I feel like that would
be perfect. Maybe I'm crazy. I haven't watched it in a while.
I'm more of a Turbo Kid fan for my post-apocalyptic action films.
The Turd Kid.
Now that's a real movie.
Real movie that nobody's seen.
Hey, those are gems. They can be.
I check it out. I think it's on my list.
I love it.
I'm going through my gaming phase anyway. I'm not watching anything.
I've really been slacking, man.
Oh, fucking neck. Yeah, I have been too. I've tried to keep that once a day average pace.
That's what I was going for at the beginning of the year, but I fell off quick.
I always end up getting around it. Like, I always get to that mark, but...
But, you know, if you spend one Saturday or Sunday watching 5 or 6 movies, you can catch up quite a bit.
Yeah, exactly. I think I'm, like, right at the 1 movie a day pace.
What's next for you on the watch list?
Like, in life, or...
No, like, if you were to sit down and watch a movie after this, what are you going to watch?
Shit. I don't know. I've had a hard time recently to be like, okay, I'm in a mood for that. I'm going to put that on.
Yeah.
I've been doing that whole thing where I just sit here staring, like trying to find out. And then it gets too late. And I'm like, ugh, well, now I'm not going to watch anything.
Yep. You got to carve out at least an hour to pick what you want to watch.
Yeah. That's why I try and get it in my head while I'm at work. And then when I come home, I can just put it on and know what I'm going to do.
Can't be burning that valuable time.
I don't know. I have actually been watching a lot of the March Madness games. Like, I don't care about it. It's just kind of fun to to have it on.
I unbelievably have sat through several women's Iowa games.
Yeah. She's a big deal.
She is, and didn't stop hearing about it, and I was like, they were playing on, like, I don't know, Peacock or one of those, and I'm like, let me check it out, you know? So I just start, like, let me check it out. Next thing I know, I fucking watched the whole game.
Yeah.
Kind of ended. Hey. I don't know. They were kind of, never thought I'd watch a women's basketball game like that.
Yeah. Hey, it's, women are all right, you know? Women are okay.
Never said otherwise. Never said otherwise, but it is great to see a superstar from Iowa, though.
Yeah. How many do you get? Roy Kinsella and Caitlin Clark?
Elijah Wood.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Some other ones. Ashton Kutcher.
the dumpling from Wizard of Oz.
That's
Munchkin.
The dumpling. No, he wasn't from here. I think he just came by on a tour, but I did meet him, the coroner.
Hello, sir.
Hey, little guy.
That's a movie I haven't watched in a long time.
Great film. Good 4K, too.
Yeah.
Something evil about that movie, though. It's not a normal film.
Satanists!
Really is something strange going on with it.
Yeah, probably the fact they were fucking a little girl in the back of that movie.
Yeah, that too, definitely.
There's just like a weird, there's a weird vibe to it.
It just feels, I don't know how to describe it. Like, it feels ahead of its time.
I don't
know.
Yeah.
Odd.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, even that, you know, even the end when you see the wizard, like his big head talking, like, it looks good for the 30s or whatever, the fucking 40s or whatever that movie's from.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Like, how often do you see that? Like, a movie that old where the special effect doesn't look like shit. It looks fine.
You don't see that. You don't even see that a lot anymore these days.
Weird film. It's probably really shot like 30 years ago.
Like the moon landing?
It was shot 30 years ago, and everyone that saw it before was just imagining it.
Yeah, it was like a fever dream or something.
Gone blurry.
Oh, no.
God.
Well, get it back. Get it back.
The fuck, man?
Here we go again.
Getting a webcam.
This is why we don't do anything anymore, because nothing ever works right.
Man, that's some bullshit, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, good thing for the audio listeners, they don't have to witness this.
Fierce, it was going fine. And now all of a sudden...
Yeah, where did you even come from? Did you, like, pick your drink up or something?
Could have been. How do you focus?
Just hold your face as close as possible to the screen. Okay, and then
Paul Giamatti.
Neat trick.
Oh, whatever. Well, you get what you get.
I think I've gone blind in one eye. God. Six out of focus.
Fucking bullshit, man.
You want to talk about the Beetlejuice trailer?
Let's talk about it. The teaser trailer for Beetlejuice 2.
Yeah, the teaser. I don't think this trailer did it, and I think we've talked about it before, but the fucking countdowns to trailers, like, just get the trailer going.
They should have used Danny Elfman music now. And not like that, you know, legacy sequel sort of. You know what I mean?
I don't like when they do the slow down.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe what that phenomenon is, but they should use like some Danny Elfman music.
One of my biggest gripes in trailers is when they use slow down cover pop versions of songs, and it's just like some raspy person. I saw somebody post that a lot of people thought that was comical, that Deo thing, which was very odd to hear.
It was interesting. I mean, it didn't bother me. It was just strange.
I like the trailer. I mean, I love
all things considered. Yeah, all things considered, that looked about as good as I would ever expect it to look.
Sure. I mean, it was about five shots. But
started with that infamous Jenna frown.
And I think I called it too, or somebody called it. Like, I'm sure the first shot is going to be the frown of Jenna Ortega.
We will not have any Jenna slander here.
I mean, if anybody's going to bring the movie down, it'll be her. Definitely the.
I don't know why I've sat through every fucking shitty movie she's made.
I think we all know why.
Something about her. I just want to manhandle her.
You've watched the Scream movie she's in?
Yeah.
Both of them?
Yeah. Miller's Girl. Christ.
God, if you sat through that, then you must
be a big
fan.
I mean, it wasn't bad. I see way worse. There's a good scene where, what's the guy's name in The Hobbit? Bilbo?
Martin Freeman. What's his?
Oh, yeah. Good scene where Bilbo bends her over.
Oh, and like shows her how to do algebra?
No. It has a sexual meaning.
Oh, arithmetic.
Finest kind. Highly recommend.
So you felt like personal attachment to that scene because that happened to you in school?
Yeah, my teacher bent me over.
And showed you arithmetic.
It all makes sense. The trailer looked fine, though. You got to admit, she does have the look for a Tim Burton production.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Most definitely. Like, is she supposed to be Winona's daughter, or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand that. And
I do agree with your sentiment, though, that she's not like some amazing actress. I've never seen her act and been like, wow, that was, just a mind-blowing performance.
And the performance everybody loves her for is where she does the least.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just like her. I just think she's hot, but she's got something about her.
Did you know she only blinked twice throughout the whole show?
Wow. And I definitely don't even ever want to watch that.
You know that they cut between shots, right? It's not like she's not blinking the whole time.
Why does my camera look so shitty? Fuck.
You've been able to figure it out before. Usually you do that and it's fine.
I thought it would have fucking...
Getting up close and personal.
It's like it won't focus, man.
You'd think there'd be a button for it. Make it a little easier. That's
fucking cheap shit. I need to upgrade it. My nose hair, trim that shit.
Oh, holy shit, they're like connected to your beard. It's like all one hair.
Sorry, folks. I really don't know what the problem is.
That's so frustrating. That's why we don't ever do anything.
I guess I could leave and come back. I mean, it keeps going.
Yeah, go ahead. Bye.
Hold on. Let me just mark where we're at.
We'll see if that works. Should I keep talking?
No, I'll just cut it or have Brian cut it. Hold on. Usually it just goes back. Oh yeah, my gosh. There we go.
Okay.
Oh, cool. I turned my light on.
Had to get worse to get better.
Yeah.
Now it looks like you're in heaven.
He's one of us.
It's the whale. Gotta keep that in.
You'd watch that again.
I know. It's.
It's fucking great, dude.
I don't know why. I was just going through our posts shit. And I saw the one I did with myself. I don't even know where that picture came from.
Oh, shit. Man, that's fucking funny.
Brian, please cut this part out and send it to me personally. Editor's note.
I gotta quit harassing Brian. Sometimes I think he's gonna fucking let me have it.
Like in the butt?
Oh, like I told him to go shut up and watch a lesbian bodybuilder movie again.
I mean, that's not so bad.
Just messing with you, Brian.
I think he knows.
Oh,
that chat is not for the weak.
That isn't. That's a first class ticket to prison if anyone reads that.
Yep, see you later.
Anyways, we were talking about Beetlejuice 2. The teaser looked as good as they could make it. It was.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton looked good.
Mm-hmm. And you know he's going to be good. You don't really have to worry about that.
I like Beetlejuice. It's never been a favorite of mine. You know, I don't really have an attachment to it, but all things considered.
If Pee-wee didn't exist, it would be my favorite Tim Burton film.
Sure. I am looking forward to seeing how they, because, you know, I've read they're going to be relying on like old school practical stuff. So,
That'll be cool. Hopefully.
Yeah, that's always fun to see.
Hopefully we get some of that.
And when Catherine O'Hara's like back. Yeah, Winona looked like she slid right back into that role, so that's interesting to see.
Good that she's going to be doing something that's actually good and not Stranger Things, so good for her.
That's true.
I think that last season's going to be a mess, but that's a whole other discussion.
That show is annoying.
Yeah.
Clearly Jeffrey Jones is not in the film. It had to have been
I think... I would expect that they're at his funeral.
Yeah. And the other guy died from
child porn collection.
Yeah. Who was the guy, kind of the heavyset guy first one?
Yeah. I can't remember his name, but yeah. Her designer.
Yeah. I know he passed away a few years ago, so he won't be in it. But
I think passed away a while ago.
Yeah. When I say a few years ago, that's probably like 10. So.
It's just a vague Glenn Shaddix.
Good to see Catherine O'Hara, though. I really like her. She's had a really good career and continues to.
Yeah, it seems like she's having, I guess you could call it a resurgence, but I mean it.
Ever no,
since
I agree.
She did that Schitt's Creek show.
Yeah, she's kind of all over the place now.
You think we're going to get Gina Davis and Murderer? What's his name?
Going to end with Alex Baldwin shooting Beetlejuice.
Oh God, who's the cinematographer on this movie? Be careful. Let's see. Is it somebody important? And is it actually, are we not getting Danny Elfman music?
No, he's composing it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. That's why I just thought they should have used like one of his, you know, trademark sort of sounds, but they did go that whole legacy sequel route. But you got to get
okay,
people.
Okay, so it's the cinematographer of Mamma Mia, the first Thor,
oh, wow.
Murder on the Orient Express, so that's okay if something happens to him.
Yeah, nobody would nobody would be too upset.
Oh, cinematographer of Mamma Mia. Here we go again. My, I could never let you go.
I'm curious to see what they do with that. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Tim, it's kind of ballsy from Tim to make a sequel to that, I think. I don't know.
Well, he hasn't really had a hit for a while, at least a hit in my opinion.
That's true. I like Tim Burton, but it's definitely not an automatic with him. You could get some bullshit.
Definitely not.
You know?
When's the last good, I think we talked about this in the chat, but when's the last good Tim Burton film?
I mean, you know, he did like fucking Dark Shadows and Big Eyes or whatever it is, or, you know, like nobody even watched any of that shit. Never seen it.
It's just an art film. Like, it's just weird. It's a weird turn for him.
Yeah. It'll be, I'll give it a watch. Good to see Winona has her shoplifting issues behind her.
Yeah. 20 years later, I think. Catch up.
Anyways,
any other trailers? Like, I know we talked about talking about that one, but I can't remember if there was a Furiosa. I mean, I don't know if you watched that one.
I didn't watch it, but, you know, Anya's always a pleasure. Yeah.
Yeah. Looks more the same. Just like,
wish she'd thicken up just a little bit, but, you know, women's bodies are not for my gaze.
I want to watch that Late Night with the Devil.
So do I. What is that supposed to come with that?
I guess there's a few shots later on in the film that use AI.
People better just get over that.
Like, is it that obvious that you know? Or
but I mean, that shit is not going away.
If you use AI complimentary, like if you're not using it to replace actors and you're using it almost like CGI, then why not?
But I don't understand that, you know, that's only going to get worse. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's kind of scary when you think about it, because my job right now could 100% be replaced by a computer. You know? I mean.
How exciting.
Yeah, so. It ain't going away.
Yeah, I don't know. If it's complimentary, like I said, what's the difference between that and CGI? Like creating something that's not real.
Well, the argument was with AI is from the real artists that think it's like bullshit, you know, that they're something they might have made public can now be, you know what I mean? Like it becomes like a public domain thing that is just used now. It steals real work from people. That's how it, you know what I mean? But
yeah. But I mean, the AI artists need work too, I guess.
I don't know. There's people that are really adamant about not supporting any sort of AI thing. Like, I don't, whatever.
I mean,
I'm
it's
not
definitely
an artist.
Creepy. It's definitely creepy. There's some weird stuff I've seen.
Oh, yeah. I know.
It. But, well, okay. If I say it could be used as a good, then that just sounds like the plot for some movie that where everything goes bad.
That's true.
So I'm not going to say that.
You know, people just got to relax with that because
put an opinion out there because I don't need to have an opinion on everything. It's okay to just.
I think that movie looks good.
I do too. I do too.
I've been intrigued.
And I probably wouldn't have noticed. Had it not been now I'm going to be looking out for it, which is not good.
Well, you know, now everybody's a fucking AI expert and I just, oh God. We could talk about The Crow.
Oh, fuck. We could.
Or I could just take the microphone into the bathroom and drop a deuce and record it.
Could you? I think that might be better.
Fuck. What the fuck, man?
I mean,
like Bill Skarsgård, too.
His look aside, it just... The Crow came out at the right time. Like, it's perfect for that. It's just... I can't explain it. It was
it feels
something...
90s. Yeah. And what I always like...
Authentically 90s, yeah.
Right. If you open that, I've never read The Crow, the graphic novel, but I bet you if you opened it and was looking through it, that movie probably translated it pretty well. That to me, that movie always felt like, you know, a perfect representation of like a gritty New York graphic novel sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, there's definitely comic booky cinematography and vibes to it. And it just, I don't know, like that movie creeped the fuck out of me when I was younger. It's like seedy, gross, dark, it disgusting is. Underworld. And like those characters like, you know, felt really real.
Yeah, he gets into some of them and they're like, you know, got needles hanging out of their arms. It is kind of it gets a little rough, you know?
Like, but I don't know. The guy who plays, who's the leader of that pack? Not the long haired guy, but the T-Bird. Is this T-Bird?
T-Bird. Yeah, I know the long haired guy.
The one he puts in the car with the explosives and blows him up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's in Twin Peaks, and like the whole time, all I can think about is the fact that he's in The Crow. Like, he's memorable in that movie. Same thing with the long haired guy. Like, the long haired guy is in Nope.
Yeah.
And when every time I see him, I'm like, oh fuck, that's the guy from The Crow with his his sister, like his sister, and that he loves. That was,
God, what's that chick's name? I can't remember. Oh, Bai Lin or something like that. She's pretty popular. Oh, back in the day. Bai Ling.
Bai Ling.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Looked about as shitty as I expected to, and I like Bill Skarsgård. I think he's a good actor.
I do too.
It's no criticism of him. I know the guy that directed the original movie, though, was very vocal about his displeasure with the trailer.
I don't disagree. Do you like know specifically what he said, or is just didn't care for it?
It was like about Brandon Lee, like something like Brandon Lee died making this movie, just Lee, you know, something like that. I honestly think, I don't think he's had much of a directing career outside of The Crow.
I think he made that Gods of Egypt. I mean, if you had,
Alex Proyas, he did iRobot,
Gods of Egypt.
Gods of Egypt. I don't even see that one.
Maybe not.
Oh yeah, Gods of Egypt and Dark City. So I mean,
which I have to say that while I was watching Dune 2, my thought was this is like Gods of Egypt with good cinematography. Like, it's nothing
interesting.
Like, this is not. I mean,
his I've seen worse filmography. You know, he's not a. I mean, he's got some higher grossing movies, but. I guess when you directed something like that, that was definitely your golden accomplishment. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to see somebody remake my shit either, you know?
No. You'd hope that, best case scenario, people see it and that makes them realize, there's an original, and make them seek out the original and watch it.
I just, that almost seems to me like one of those that's going to be written off before, like, it's going to come and go. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, look at how long and troubled it's been just to make it.
Yeah. Like, and I mean, they've done like sequels to The Crow, which are fucking ass. And this will probably fall right in line with those where you just don't, they just exist.
Like, is The Crow that demanded that you need to like test destiny with how hard it is to get it made? Like, is it going to be worth it?
And I definitely understand the controversy, you know. The guy did die making that. He's very young. It's like, why can we just leave anything sacred?
Which adds to the whole legacy of
of
that movie. I mean, it adds to the creepiness of it.
But I'm also in the camp that, you know, people are like, don't ruin the original, or, you know, I like a movie for me has never been ruined, you know, by like even the shittiest
people that are
like,
people that are like, oh, this sequel ruins my childhood. Like, your childhood's over.
Yeah, I mean, I fucking hate Rob Zombie's Halloween. Hate it.
Yeah.
It did not ruin the original for me ever, you know?
Yeah.
It just exists.
Give me a break.
So,
The best thing that comes with these sequels, though, is that we get 4K re-releases of the originals.
That's true. I keep trying to pre-order that Steelbook, but it's not available yet. Or if maybe I missed out. I don't
know. Really? I was able to pre-order it.
Off Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
It was currently unavailable. Now I might have missed out.
Well, it'll be back around. Let me see.
Because that would be one that I would 100% upgrade. What comes out?
The Iron Claw comes out Tuesday.
Wow, I do love that movie.
I do that too.
I haven't seen a lot from last year. Easily my favorite.
Yeah, it's.
But then I get pissed. It's like, we don't get a 4K for that. Come on.
I know, and I'm like,
I'm there's kind nothing of wrong with Blu-ray. I like no, Blu-ray but still.
Like A24 is trying to also become like this boutique 4K supplier, like, but they pick and choose which ones they want to. Like,
yeah.
Why do we need a 4K for Pi of all things?
No, yeah, that it's just odd. And
speaking
of A24, I'm not thrilled with the $70 they fucking drained me for. Stop making sense. Yeah. I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
better I mean, come with a piece of David Byrne's fucking suit.
I mean, it's gonna look good. It's gonna be cool packaging, yeah. But you
it's
gotta
fucking 40 some years old. You know, just what the hell? It's nothing new.
Yeah, and it's almost like, oh, I'm gonna hold off to buy. Right. I'm gonna hold off to buy it in the hopes that maybe they put a 4K out, but then right. Less people buy the Blu-ray, and they're like, oh, there's no demand for it, and
just like now, if I'm going out buying a Blu-ray of a new movie, it's almost like how you would have felt buying a DVD when Blu-ray was out.
Kinda,
it's like
yeah.
I feel like this yeah. is like there's a better format. I want the best.
Yeah, yeah kinda.
Great film though.
That's one I will buy on Blu-ray, and I'd gladly buy again on 4K if it came around. But like,
I agree with that.
But something like, and I know we've talked, Bo is Afraid to death, but like, yeah. I would buy that on 4K, but there sure. isn't one. And I feel
yeah,
like,
and I feel like that would be more likely to get a 4K than like the Iron Claw. You almost feel like yeah. it'll get the Blu-ray and that'll be it. I just don't think. Yeah, I don't know if that's like a hit with mainstream audiences, like a no. Zac Efron wrestling film, you know?
Well, yeah. And it made some money in the box office, but not, I don't know, maybe not.
It fucking blew me away, man.
That ending, like, destroys me every time.
And I knew, you know, even for a guy like you who didn't watch wrestling as a kid, who could give a fuck about wrestling, to like that movie like that tells you how good it is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
like it almost
I was
makes
a wrestling.
Me watch
yeah.
wrestling.
I mean, I was a wrestling fan as a kid, and I always knew about the Von Erichs. That would have been before my time, but I knew who they were. I never knew the details, yeah. though. I mean, that was
and
fucking
I'd,
crazy.
I'd heard of Ric Flair, so I recognized yeah. him when he shows
it was,
up, and like,
is the worst
and
part
the,
of the movie.
The two. I mean, it, yeah, it was almost like he was doing an impression more.
It
than
was bad. They could have got someone else to do Flair. If I had one criticism of that movie, it's the Ric Flair part.
But also, like the 2 second long shot of the Iron yeah. Sheik jumping yeah, into the like, I knew who that was. I yeah. knew who that was because of Kenny versus Spenny. Like I've shown yeah. you that clip before.
I just man, I knew they were a troubled family, but I didn't like. Boy, how much shit luck can one group of people have? Fucking insane.
Is it luck or is it the fucking dad that like drove?
Yeah,
into
I don't.
That?
Makes you wonder. You know, something was not right.
Toxic
with those
masculinity.
Guys. It was that the theme of that movie. Fuck, I'm changing it to a 1 star.
I mean, I don't know how you didn't pick up on that. Think about it. Yeah, I mean, I think.
But was the dad abusive or was yeah, he just a dick?
I mean, maybe both. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe he did. I mean, they didn't really show that he was beating them or anything.
No.
But you kind of imagine he probably
yeah.
was.
He was
just, a wrestler and a dickhead.
Yeah, he just came off like an asshole.
Like, just let Mike sing. He wants to yeah. sing. Let's let him sing.
I mean, I didn't know anything about that. Like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Shit's
like,
crazy.
I watched it and then I listened to like an hour long video driving to Tucson
yeah.
once about the history of it. Like, it made me
yeah.
care.
I mean, that, spoiler alert, but that scene after the Gene Wilder Jr. wins the title or whatever, and then he goes out drinking, yeah. and then you're yeah. like, oh, I wonder what happened. And then he comes walking out of the kitchen, and they zoom in on his missing foot. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
That was jarring. That was a jarring scene for me.
I saw it twice in theaters, and both times there were yeah. audible gasps.
Yeah. I mean, I was just like, whoa.
It's like sent
fuck?
Chills down my arms because it's like, what
yeah.
the fuck?
Yeah,
I thought he was going to die. It plays with you because I thought he was going to die.
Right.
In
like
that
drunk
moment.
Driving accident or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's alive. I'm like, oh, fuck. Okay.
No.
And then
I didn't know at the end when he goes to, when he's on his fucking bender going crazy and he goes to the dad. I thought he killed them all. I'm like, what the fuck happened? I thought Zac Efron
yeah.
was going to walk in on his dad being shot. I'm like, this shit's crazy.
Yeah, nope, just himself. And then oh God, when he's in heaven or whatever. Brothers. Oh,
fucking good, man.
Usually
this is a testament right here, folks. If you don't care about wrestling, it doesn't matter. It's a good movie.
No, it doesn't matter. And it's fantastic performance by Zac Efron, of all people.
Impressive. Impressive. But I mean, everybody's good from that guy.
From the mom, Maura Tierney, she's got that whole scene where Lily James comes in and she's like, I can't put on the dress. They can't see me in the same dress. And
yeah. No, it was not an uplifting movie for sure, but
no, phenomenal. Not.
And now we've got, I guess there's two elite wrestling films now. I love it.
The Wrestler?
Yeah. Just like two great movies.
Yeah. No. I was going to say Warrior, but that's MMA. That's different.
Well, Iron Claw is more like about a wrestling career, or the wrestler's like trying to deal with life after having a career. Yeah.
And which is not something I've said it before. Think about.
Yeah, I've said it before, but like the wrestler, when he goes to like sign those autographs and he's like in some shitty school hall, like that is as accurate as it gets with those guys. That's what they do, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, goes and works at a fucking deli.
Yeah, so two great films on the opposite ends of the, you know, wrestling spectrum, but check them out because they're fucking great.
Dad, do you know why you're sad? I guess I used to be a brother. Now I'm not a brother anymore.
What the hell? That shit fucking rules.
That was like
real
crying. Like a lot of the time it's phoned in, like actor crying. That felt like he felt something real.
So good. Well,
just
shocked.
Like pathetic.
Yeah.
We'll be your brother.
Weird
dad.
Looking guy though. I don't know what happened to him. Square face.
Yeah. Apparently he almost died, but I think he got some sort of facial reconstructive surgery.
But
or something.
Good for him for giving one a great performance though, because you know I would have never thought, ooh, a Zac Efron film. Wow, I got to go see that.
How exciting!
Yeah,
only High School Musical four would have gotten me that excited.
It kind of makes me, you know, want to pay attention to his future career. I got to go back and watch the greatest beer run ever, or whatever that movie is that he was in.
Oh, God. Yeah. His next Ricky Stenicki or whatever. Oh, Ricky.
Seems like he's going the Miles Teller route. One great performance and then a bunch of shit.
Yeah. He didn't even get the Oscar praise. He just went from like,
I know, bullshit.
Here to here without any of the like, good that comes with it.
Got my good movie out of the way. Let's film Ricky Stenicki.
God. maybe that was like in between, so from now on he'll be in good things.
You love to see it though. That was a pleasant surprise. Anything coming out that you're looking forward to?
What is coming out? I feel like there is. Give me a second.
Have you watched anything recently? I know you haven't been on a movie kick.
Did you see Spaceman? I haven't watched a movie in like a week when I watched Heavyweights.
That's long for you.
Yeah, no kidding.
You've seen Spaceman?
No, I don't really.
No, it's okay. It's not bad.
I don't know.
It's not great. It's not bad.
I don't know.
Adam Sandler on a spaceship talking to a spider voiced by Paul Dano. Interesting concept. Kind of good. I like it.
I don't know. When are we going to get a Nosferatu trailer?
I'm looking forward to that. For sure. Ooh, I also watched Robot Dreams. Year. Have you seen that yet?
I haven't watched it yet. Good.
That was a good one. It was a good one.
Ooh. Joker, Foley, Adu. They were selling it as a musical, and now it's down to like, no, it's like a jukebox musical.
I saw that, like a jukebox, where it's like different versions of current songs.
Yeah, like, okay, well, that's not what you sold it as. Now it's, I mean, I didn't really think selling it as a musical was a good idea in the first place.
Enough with the fucking Joker already.
God. It's so crazy too that Yorgos Lanthimos is coming out with a movie in June already.
What's his next one?
Kinds of Kindness. Sounds Emma like Stone, three-star. Jesse Plemons, Willem Dafoe, Margaret Qualley, Hong Chow.
I like Margaret Qualley.
Tells three separate stories with the cast playing different characters in each. Oh God! So it's like Cloud Atlas.
Oh.
Well, are you excited for Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes?
No. Forgot that was even a thing. I did see the trailer, but no. And I like that new trilogy, but like, they're not movies I frequently want to go back to and watch.
No, and this is supposed to be connected to them. Long Legs.
Hunter Schafer's in Kinds of Kindness. That's a 5-star from Brian.
Ooh, there we go.
He loves that guy.
Honestly, I think the trailer for Twisters looks fun.
I forgot about that, too. You know?
Directed by the guy who directed Minari.
You know, like, if they're going to make sequels to movies, I'm okay with them doing a sequel to something like Twister, because you could keep that going. There's no, you know what I mean? It's not like...
Yeah, Twisters don't run out.
Right.
They're like, always around.
You could just do that with, you know, without being tied to anything, so...
Kiernan Shipka's in it.
Who's that?
Oh, God.
It's a twister. It's a twister.
It's a twister. It's a twister. Oh, also the mom from Iron Claw is in it.
Sasha Lane's in Twisters?
Oh, yeah, she is.
Yeah, she was good in American Honey. That's about it.
Then she got a career.
I refuse to watch that dumbass fucking Pipeline movie. That just seems so fucking beta.
Ew. Baby. Oh, How to Blow Up a Pipeline? it's actually pretty good.
Just the description made me want to fucking off myself. Young climate activists.
I hate progressive people. Yeah.
Young climate activists, you're not fucking changing anything. Sit down.
I mean, yeah, quit throwing soup on the Mona Lisa, maybe.
Oh, that's so fucking stupid. God.
I don't think that's really helping your cause.
You really shelled them.
Maybe just like burn yourself alive or something.
Yeah. Oh yeah, well, there's idiots that do that too.
Baby Driver 2, oh my God. We started watching Baby Driver the other day, and it's probably my least favorite. I didn't even finish it. We put on something.
And I like Edgar Wright.
Like, let's just watch Iron Claw again.
There you go. I do not like Baby Driver. It's fucking annoying.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey sucks in it. It doesn't feel like an Edgar Wright movie. It just feels off. Like, if you put somebody else's name attached to it, I wouldn't have cared.
You wouldn't even know. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it feels like somebody else made it. Ugh. Yeah. It was rough. But most of the good stuff you start to find out later on in the year. So we'll
that's true. Trying to determine if there's going to be any gem or anything that'll sneak up on me. I'm sure.
Yeah. Like at this point last year, I didn't know what the holdovers was, what any of that stuff was. So.
I always try and make it. I'm like, okay, you know, Oscars are over. Let me try and watch new movies, but I don't know. I just can't keep up with them.
Francis and the Godfather, directed by Barry Levinson, a drama about the legendary and wild battles that went into making the 72 classic The Godfather.
Watch The Offer. Isaac that was a great
Francis
show.
Ford Coppola.
Dude, Dan Fogler did it fine. Okay. Look, you know me. I don't talk about TV. But I would highly recommend that miniseries. It's fucking great.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Yeah, I mean, it's really well done. And I didn't know a lot about shit either. Fucking scumbag Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, he sucks.
I didn't really have any clue about that with him. That guy had some fucking ties, man.
Yeah, he's awful.
Great Josh
Duckerman. They announced that. He too. They announced that they're in production for that.
Called He Too?
Yeah.
What is that?
Spanning the years 1988 to 2000, this sequel/prequel will explore the lives of homicide detective Vincent Hanna and Criminals, Neil McCauley and Chris Sherlis years before
the past. Oh, Heat 2. I thought you said He Too, like Me Too. I thought a male sexual assault film. Heat 2.
That's genius. That is genius.
I thought this was going to be about boys that have been raped in Hollywood.
Hey, let's do it. Let's do it. Get Drake Heat Bell two. On. And
yeah, did you watch that?
I watched his part of it, yeah. A little convenient for him, but whatever.
Right as the music's coming out. As Drake's career was drying up a little bit.
Right as he was in court for messing with little girls.
I don't like these hit pieces that take place fucking 30 years later, man.
Yeah.
Dan wasn't like touching kids though, was he? He was just inappropriate, right?
I don't know. I feel like it was a specific person in Drake Bell's case. It was like
Brian Peck.
He was a writer. Yeah, he was a producer or writer or something. I can't remember. Or no, he was a dialect coach.
Yeah. No, I know that goes on. I mean,
I don't know if the accusations against Dan are like raping them.
No, I think he was just like inappropriate. Creep. Yeah, he was just inappropriate. That's the, like asking chicks for massages and, you know,
touching their feet. And
I don't care what anyone says. He was great in Good Burger.
He's pretty good in what's that John Cusack film?
Oh yeah, he Better is Off in that. Dead. That's
Better
right.
Better Off Dead.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I watched that when I watched that for the first time. It was nothing like I thought it was going to be.
It's
like,
good. That's a good movie.
It is good. Just like surreal, fucking off the wall Dan. Weird. Man,
Corey Feldman was trying to tell this story years ago, but nobody listened to him.
Yeah, well. Told it when his music was coming out too.
Hey, nobody listening to that shit.
His whole life is just an embarrassment. Watching that clip of him in concert was just that was hard. That was
which is funny because when he was in, you know, you don't have to be big fans of the movies, but you have to admit he was in big movies, you know.
Yeah, big gay movies like The Lost Boys.
The Lost Boys, Stand By Me, The Goonies. I mean, those are heavy hitters, man.
I think the 80s were the worst time for movies.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Those are all great films, dummy. Oh.
80s, anything could happen in the 80s. Corey Feldman could have a career.
Now, I definitely understand, though, not having an attachment if you didn't watch those movies as a kid. I get that. I think out of those three, like, I think Stand By Me, you can see for the first time now and appreciate it, but I mean, like the Goonies, if you didn't grow up with the Goonies and the Lost Boys, they're probably pretty dumb by today's standards.
I don't think the Goonies is dumb. I just don't have the same attachment. Like I like the Goonies.
I just think it's like the perfect kid, like child adventure, yeah. Without being too like kiddie, you know.
It's got the magic of Spielberg involved.
Yeah, just there's something about talk about a great score. My God, Dave Grusin. Ooh, man. Yeah,
can't remember a song from it.
Well, if you watched it 1,000 times, like I have.
Get a chick, dude.
Get a dude, chick. Anyways. Anything else, Nick?
Let's wrap this up. I gotta play the show.
All right.
gotta get my challenges done.
Good checking in with you guys. Don't hit your daily XP limit. All right. It's 187. Good touching base with you guys. Hey, we're still here. Any suggestion, anything you'd want to see for the show that would help us? I know sometimes we struggle a little bit.
Yeah, I want to see it end.
With coming up with things, but always glad to hear from you guys. Nick, any closing thoughts?
No. Long live physical media.
True that. Episode 187 in the books. Thank you guys for listening, and as always, go fuck yourselves.